USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A new special counsel is being assigned in the Hunter Biden investigation. White House correspondent and attorney John Decker said that he was surprised by this new development.
We knew that David Weiss had written to Congress in July indicating that he had not requested that designation of special counsel, and here we are a month later, and that's exactly what he did.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Friday said Weiss requested special counsel status this week as the investigation continues. The founder of collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX is being sent back to jail ahead of his fraud trial. A judge revoked Sam Bankman-Fried's bail Friday. The decision came after federal prosecutors accused Bankman-Fried of tampering with witnesses. The family of Gilgo Beach murder suspect Rex Huerman is exploring legal action for the way investigators allegedly left their Massapequa Park home. Vesmitev represents Rex Huerman's two children and says the home is in shambles, adding that's why the family spends so much time outside.
They can't be inside. The house is in shambles. It's ransacked. It was run over through roughshod, okay? So it's not as if they don't want to be inside their house, but the conditions inside are deplorable, and they were left in a deplorable conditions.
Asa Elrup's attorney, Bob Macedonio, says a 1 or 2 foot pathway is the only way for the family to get through the home, noting they've been sleeping on foam mats on the floor. Maui residents still can't believe the wildfires that destroyed their paradise. Lahaina business owner Alan Pickard says he wanted to visit his gallery before it went up in flames.
Well, as I approached, all of a sudden the street exploded in flame. I never got to my building.
Governor Josh Green says the fires left thousands homeless and destroyed up to 1,000 buildings. This is USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all low Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah, breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.
Fox Corporation's top lawyer is planning to step down.
Friday's announcement said Chief Legal and Policy Officer Viet Dinh will leave his role at the end of the year and become a special advisor to the company. Dinh joined the media giant in 2018 after serving as an assistant U.S. Attorney General under President George W. Bush. The news comes months after Fox agreed to a $787.5 million defamation settlement with Dominion Voting Systems over claims about the 2020 presidential election. I'm Brian Shook.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking on the criminal tax investigation of Hunter Biden.
It just seems to me that they're going to find a way to give him some type of soft glove treatment, and I don't understand why you would appoint this guy to be the special counsel, but we've come to expect that.
While campaigning in Harlan, Iowa, DeSantis said the president's son would be in jail by now if he were a Republican. His comment was in response to the news a special counsel was appointed in Hunter's case. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's ready to take on his former boss in the first Republican presidential debate if he shows up. Pence told The Hill while in Iowa, he has been preparing for this debate my whole life. His words saying he spent his life in the conservative movement. Jeff Bezos and fiancé Lauren Sanchez are pledging $100 million toward recovery in Hawaii. On social media Friday, Sanchez announced the creation of a Maui Fund. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA, yeah.